Hi, I'm Brady Evans. Welcome and thanks for listening to National Rural News Close Up Podcast. South Australia's Department of Primary Industries has a new weapon to keep fruit fly out of the state. Two fruit fly detection dogs are sniffing out larvae in the Riverland to stop the pest from spreading to multiple orchards. I caught up with Fruit Fly Response Program General Manager Nick Seckham to find out how Max and Riley are making a difference.
Over the last few weeks, we've been trialling the use of two detector dogs to find fruit fly larvae in fruit. And so, of course, people are probably used to detector dogs being used to find fruit at the airport and other products, but this is the first time that we've been able to use them to actually find the pest, fruit fly, in fruit.
What happens when, or what's the next step when they detect fruit fly?
So, of course, South Australia doesn't have fruit fly established, so we have an emergency response program in place to eradicate fruit fly. And when we find larvae in fruit, a whole program is implemented to eradicate, which starts with stripping the fruit off the tree, applying treatments to the ground, but then getting in an organic fruit fly bait every week, which we know that the fruit fly are attracted to. They eat it and they die.
Is there a plan to expand this program and get more dogs out there?
Not at this stage. We're just coming to the end of a proof of concept period where, you know, we know that dogs are really good at this sort of work, but they have to, we just had to prove that they could do it in the field. And we're going to be doing that through till Christmas and just see how it goes. But things are looking promising at the moment.
Can you tell me a bit about the work that goes into training these sort of dogs and maybe a bit about their journey, like where have Max and Riley come from?
Sure. So we started their training back in June. There was a four-month program, and we were really lucky because both Max and Riley were detector dogs before they came to us. They were looking for other things. They were working with our state emergency service, actually doing things like looking for people. So they had some basic skills, and they knew how to work, but they had to be taught how to detect a new scent. So there was 4 months of doing that sort of work, and also making sure that, you know, all the distractions that might be in a fruit orchard weren't going to affect them. And back at the end of September, they graduated, and we said we were happy that they could find fruit fly. And now they're as part of this proof of concept as to how we'll actually do it in the field.
Why is it important to keep fruit fly out of South Australia from an industry point of view and a farming point of view?
Yeah, so there's two main points there. One is obviously if you get fruit fly in your fruit, it damages the fruit, and that affects the quality, and you have to spray, and there's a whole lot of costs involved with keeping fruit fly under control. But the South Australia in particular, it's a really big trade issue because our producers have been able to send produce overseas and also around Australia branded as fruit fly free, and so it's free of chemical and free of treatment costs, and so it's a premium product. And so that trade issue is a really important one. There's, in some years, you know, around $100 million worth of citrus being sold out of South Australia to sensitive markets. So that's a really important thing to maintain.
South Australia DPI's Fruit Fly Response Program, General Manager Nick Seckham there, talking about their new fruit fly detector dogs. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Brady Evans. Have a great day.